Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes 6 new initiatives at G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, focusing on healthcare, critical minerals and tackling drug terror nexus. Prime Minister to attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders meeting today on sidelines of the G20 summit. India announces new trilateral partnership with Australia and Canada to enhance cooperation in emerging technologies. UN climate summit in Brazil ends with agreement urging more funds for countries hit by climate change. In squash, Anahat Singh defeated her compatriot Joshna Chinnappa to win women's singles title at Indian Open in Indore. And Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen to take on Yushi Tanaka of Japan in men's singles finals of Australian Open Badminton in Sydney. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposed 6 new initiatives aimed at global development on the opening day of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, yesterday. These include the setting up of a global traditional knowledge repository, Africa Skills Multiplier Program, Global Healthcare Response Team, Initiative on Countering the Drug Terror Nexus, Open Satellite Data Partnership, and a Critical Mineral Circularity Initiative. Addressing the 2 sessions on the opening day of the summit, Mr. Modi said, these initiatives elaborate India's approach to growth, development and well-being for all. Speaking during the first session on inclusive and sustainable economic growth, the Prime Minister said, the G20 Global Traditional Knowledge Repository will harness collective wisdom of humanity for the benefit of future generations. The Africa Skills Multiplier Program will aim to establish a pool of 1 million certified trainers for skilling the youth in Africa. Mr. Modi also proposed the setting up of a G20 Global Healthcare Response Team, which will comprise healthcare experts from each of the G20 countries and could be deployed to deal with global health challenges in any part of the world. He also suggested a G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus to overcome the challenge of drug trafficking and break the drug terror economy. Speaking during the second session on a resilient world, Prime Minister Modi proposed the creation of Critical Mineral Circularity Initiative, which will foster recycling, urban mining, second life battery projects and related innovations. He said, the aim of the initiative is to help strengthen supply chain security and develop cleaner pathways for development. The G20 Leaders Summit will conclude today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 3rd session of the summit, themed A Fair and Just Future for All, Critical Minerals, Decent Work and Artificial Intelligence. Mr. Modi reached Johannesburg on Friday on a 3-day visit to South Africa to participate in the G20 summit hosted on African soil for the first time. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will join his counterparts and make an intervention during the 3rd session of the G20 summit today. Before the session, Prime Minister Modi will attend the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders meeting. IBSA is a unilateral forum bringing together 3 major democracies and emerging economies from Asia, South America and Africa. India, Brazil and South Africa share common developmental priorities and are pluralistic, multicultural, multi-ethnic, multilingual and multi-religious society. On the sideline of the summit today, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Take, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Later in the evening, Prime Minister will depart for New Delhi. Asanyo, Akashwani News, Johannesburg.
Meanwhile, briefing media last night, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela, who also oversees G20 affairs, said the G20 has delivered a strong message on 4 key priorities identified by the South African presidency.
The G20 this year has delivered a strong message on four key priorities that were identified by the South African presidency, which included strengthening disaster resilience and response, taking action to ensure debt sustainability for low-income countries, harnessing critical minerals for sustainable economic growth, and mobilizing finance for just energy transition. There was a focus on the issues and priorities of Africa, which are reflected in the G20 South Africa Summit Leaders Declaration, which was adopted by the members who were gathered at the summit.
Leaders at the G20 summit have adopted a joint declaration by consensus, despite US opposition. The declaration emphasized that solidarity, equality, and sustainability are essential pillars of inclusive global growth. The 39-page document highlighted energy security, climate action, and disaster resilience, while acknowledging rising geopolitical tensions, conflicts, and deepening inequality as threats to economic stability. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India, Australia and Canada have announced a new trilateral framework, the Australia-Canada-India Technology and Innovation ACITI Partnership, to enhance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The announcement came following a meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi stated that the partnership will help expand cooperation across key technology and innovation domains. The government is likely to introduce the Constitution 131 Amendment Bill 2025 in the upcoming winter session of Parliament. The bill seeks to include Chandigarh in Article 240 of the Constitution of India in alignment with other Union territories without legislatures, such as Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, and Daman and Diu and Puducherry when its legislative assembly is dissolved or suspended. Article 240 of the Constitution grants the power to the President to make regulations for the peace, progress and effective governance of certain Union territories, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms in the apparel and footwear sector are helping citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have provided significant relief to the cloth and footwear sector. The reforms in these sectors have lowered the financial burden on consumers and businesses. Under the revised tax structure, GST rates on footwear priced up to 2,500 rupees per pair now attract only 5% GST, making stylish and durable footwear more accessible to young and middle income consumers. This has reduced input costs for domestic manufacturers and encouraged production. Similarly, the GST on ready-made garments priced up to 2,500 rupees per piece has been slashed down to 5%. In addition, the tax rate on man-made yarns has been reduced from 12% to 5%, reducing reliance on imports. The rationalization has promoted affordability for consumers and improved margins for MSMEs. With Drishti's report, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The 56th edition of International Film Festival of India, IFFI, moves into its fourth day today, showcasing a vibrant mix of cinema, talent and global participation. Akashvani News, with its exclusive on-ground coverage, brings you the latest updates. Here is a detailed report.
IFFI 2025 has a special award, the ICFT UNESCO Gandhi Medal. Instituted in collaboration with the International Council for Film, Television and Audiovisual Communication and UNESCO, the award honors outstanding cinema that promotes ideals of Mahatma Gandhi, namely tolerance, inclusivity and social harmony, inspiring ethical reflection and unity. This year, Anupam Kher's Tanvi the Great is among the films competing for the prestigious honor. The film's protagonist is Tanvi Raina, a young autistic woman whose world is guided by kindness and music.
It was a joy to be part of this film, and that's why I did not want to take an established actress, because I wanted people to believe autistic or amazing actress, and we wanted to create another actress for industry.
The jury is chaired by eminent personalities from world cinema, reinforcing the global stature of this meaningful award segment. With Nikhil and Adarsh, this is Saira Mujtaba from Goa.
World leaders have agreed to a deal at the United Nations Climate Conference COP30 in Brazil that seeks to address the crisis, but the agreement does not include any mention of phasing out the fossil fuels driving climate change. The text was approved after negotiations stretched through the night yesterday, well beyond the expected close of the two-week COP30 summit in the Brazilian city of Belém, amid deep divisions over the fossil fuel phase-out. The agreement pledges to review climate-related trade barriers and calls on developed nations to at least triple the money given to developing countries to help them withstand extreme weather events. It also urges all actors to work together to significantly accelerate and scale up climate action worldwide, with the aim of keeping the 1.5 degrees Celsius mark for global warming as internationally agreed upon target set under the Paris Agreement within reach. The Delhi government has issued an advisory for private offices in the national capital to operate at 50% on-site workforce capacity, with the remaining staff continuing to work from home. The step has been taken as a precautionary measure in accordance with the latest directions from the Commission for Air Quality Management. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa emphasized that under Stage 3 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, the government is proactively implementing pollution control measures with intensified focus on public health and air quality protection. Mr. Sirsa said over 2,000 enforcement personnel from multiple agencies are working to ensure effective compliance with all pollution control protocols.
GRAP 3 ka phase 2 hai, jiske andar 50% employees jo hain.
Under the phase 2 of GRAP 3, 50% of the employees will work from home. We are continuously doing the sweeping work at night through DPCC in Delhi. We are also monitoring all the construction going on in Delhi under GRAP 3, and till now we have done more than 1200 inspections and have given more than 200 notices, and we have also closed 50 constructions permanently.
200 se zyada notice de chuke hain aur 50 ko tum bilkul band shut kar chuke hain jinko permanent closure.
In squash, Indian prodigy Anahat Singh defeated her senior compatriot Joshna Chinappa to win the women's singles title at the Indian Open in Indore yesterday. The top seed and India's number one women's squash player, Anahat, won the final against her more experienced and unseeded opponent 3-2 in 54 minutes. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has advanced into the men's singles final of Australian Open. The 2022 Commonwealth Games champion defeated second seed Chou Ti-in Chun of Chinese Taipei 17-21, 24-22, 21-16 in a nail-biting semi-final in Sydney yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. Hindustan Times quotes Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the opening session of the G20 summit. Indian values offer a path to grow for all. Delhi police busted an ISI-linked drone arms ring and arrested four alleged members of an international arms trafficking network, reports Asian Age. Even as Delhi's air quality deteriorates, 15 of 35 power units in 300 kilometers radius of the capital city don't treat sulfur dioxide, reports Indian Express. And finally, Times of India quotes a study by the reputed Nature magazine. Uranium traces found in the breast milk of every lactating mother tested across six districts in Bihar, raising concern that the toxic metal is entering infants' bodies through their earliest nutrition. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes six new initiatives at G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, focusing on healthcare, critical minerals and tackling drug terror nexus. Prime Minister to attend India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meeting today on sidelines of the G20 Summit. India announces new trilateral partnership with Australia and Canada to enhance cooperation in emerging technologies. UN Climate Summit in Brazil ends with agreement urging more funds for countries hit by climate change. In squash, Anahat Singh defeated a compatriot Joshna Chinappa to win women's singles title at Indian Open in Indore, and Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen to take on Yushi Tanaka of Japan in men's singles finals of Australian Open badminton in Sydney. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.